I'm probably not going to say anything to you tonight that you hadn't heard before, but I want to remind you of some things. We need to remember and stir ourselves up with some things sometimes. Turn to Psalms 103. Psalms 103. I hear pages turning, so I'll wait a minute. Psalms 103 in the New King James says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with love and kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Now let's read that out of the Message translation. Oh my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, every one. He heals your diseases, every one. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth, and I like this, you're always young in his presence. Amen. Here it seems that the psalmist is just stirring himself up to remember the benefits of God. You know, there's benefits for serving God. Too often we get in the busyness and the crisis of life and all that's going on, and sometimes in the crisis and the pressures of life, we tend to forget some of these things that are ours. They belong to us. You know, Jesus provided them when he went to the cross at Calvary. You know, sometimes you be trying to work on something or something, and you say, "Well, wait a minute. I remember I bought that. But you hadn't thought about it in a long time, and you had to go looking for it, a tool or something, you know. I was thinking about something other than I said, I know that I have that. I forget what it was now. But you see, we have a tendency in life as we go on and day after day, we tend to forget some things that are important from the yesterday. You know, we sometimes tend to forget that the power is in the name of Jesus. The power is in the blood. You know, we used to hear, when I was growing up, we had heard a lot of messages about the blood of Jesus. We had a lot of songs about the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood. There's a fountain filled with blood. When I see the blood. Just all kinds of blood songs. But we don't hear those much anymore. But we got to remember that the shedding of that blood is what brought all these benefits. And, you know, what happened at Calvary is what brought all the benefits to us. We need to stir up our minds. Stir up, you know, that's why it says renew your mind with the word of God. You have to stir it up sometimes. If you've, you know, your mind's like a computer. If you put it up there, then you have to sometimes, you know, you may put something in a computer, but then you have to go hit the search and search for it, right? Well, we need to sometimes remind ourselves and stir ourselves up in remembrance of all the benefits that God has for us. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus hung suspended between heaven and earth. I like to say it this way. He built a bridge with two pieces of wood and three nails that spanned from the degradation of earth to the heavenlies of heaven, whereby man could pass from death to life. You know, he opened up the way for us to have what we have today. And when you become born again, you become eligible for all of those benefits, and you're stamped eligible. You ever had to go get something stamped so that you'd be eligible to go into some place or to go do something? Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, not everybody can enjoy these benefits unless they're eligible. How do they become eligible? By being born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these benefits belong to us. When they tell you at a job that you have certain benefits, they belong to you. Now, whether you enjoy those benefits or not, it's up to you. See, once we're born again, all of the benefits that God has becomes ours. We need to remember what Jesus did for us. We need to remember that he obtained these benefits for us when we receive him as Christ. Now, it's one thing to obtain something. It's another thing to maintain it. I moved on this campus. I moved the ministry on. I started the school out here in 76, and I moved the ministry out here a few months later. And with 50 employees in that building on the corner and half the one behind it. Now, we built the rest of this campus. And it's really interesting how people really get excited about a building project, but that building has to be maintained. Just like we're having to maintain this building. It was exciting to build this building, but now we're to the point that it needs to be maintained. So, you maintain by stirring up your mind in remembrance of what God said belongs to you. Are you there? You gone home already? I'm preaching better than your amen. You know, you got to, you know, if you're going to maintain in a job, you got to keep up with everything. If you're going to maintain receiving the benefits, then you got to maintain studying the Word, because the benefit's in the Word. Now, when people come to work at the ministry, they get a employee manual, or I think that's what it's called. I don't know what they call it. Now, in that, it tells that the employee everything that they have because they work at Kennebago Ministries. And, you know, in years gone by, I've had people say, well, I wish I could take a vacation. I said, you ever read your manual? Oh, no, I just got it. I ain't read it. Come on. How many of you have gotten a manual where you went to work that told you everything, and how many of you didn't bother to sit down and read it? A lot of people. We do that a lot of times. We do that. All right. How many guys in here? It's Christmas night. It's Christmas Eve night. And you got your tools, and you open the box because you're putting together toys for kids. Anybody ever been there besides me? Oh, I know how to do this, and you start doing it, right? What happens? Most of the time you have to, it's not working right, and you end up with parts all left over. You have to go read the instructions and follow the instructions, and you get the benefit of a toy being built. You see, I don't know why people are always talking about, well, I'm trying to get this from God, and I'm trying to believe this from God, but yet they never have read the manual. This is where it tells you all the benefits that belong to you and tells you even how to get them. Here, it just seems that the psalmist is just reminding himself of all of this. He just starts out, oh, my soul, bless God. And don't forget a single benefit. Now, he's talking to himself here. Oh, my soul. He didn't say, I'm blessing God. He said, oh, my soul, bless God. Well, the King James said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. He's saying, bless the Lord. He, oh my soul, bless. Don't forget a single benefit. He is reminding himself. He's telling himself, listen, there's benefits, and I am going to remind myself of this. Amen. See, some people just look at that 103rd Psalm. That's really nice. Isn't that really nice? Oh, man. That is so nice. Hey, get a hold of what he's talking about. He's reminding himself of all of these benefits that belongs to him because of who Jehovah God is. We need to get a hold of this in the New Testament and remind ourselves what we have because of what Jesus has done for us. The psalmist there was under the old covenant. Here we would say, bless the Lord and thank you for Jesus. That's why I'm always talking about finding out in him realities, who we are in Christ. When you begin to understand who you are in Christ, you begin to understand the benefits and how they work. Usually if you're working at a job and they tell you that there's a vacation benefit, well, how does it work? Well, for ever so many days you work, you get a day vacation, and you build that up till you get a certain amount, and then you can take off for a week. But you don't work there for a month and decide you need to take a week vacation. That's not the way the benefit works. See, some people want the benefits of what the Word of God says, but they don't want to do what the Word of God tells them to do. They want the benefit of receiving a blessing and asking God to bless them in prosperity, and yet they had never given an offering. They never have paid any, given any tithes. How can you get that benefit if you're not doing what you're supposed to do to receive the benefit? You know, ever so many hours you work, you accrue a day. Come on now. See, the psalmist here, evidently, he had gotten to the point that, hey, I've let this stuff slip. I need to remind myself. I need to tell myself about all the benefits. We need to remind ourselves ever so often of the benefits of being a Christian, of living for God. There's benefits. Now you have, the benefits are there, but you got to go get them. They're not going to just come after you. You know, I've been here in charge of this ministry since what, 81, 82? When Dad, I didn't even know he was going to do it. He called a meeting and he said, okay, from now on, Ken's in charge. You know, but you know what? I never have went out down to any of the department in the ministry and said, now listen, now you're not taking your benefits. You haven't taken a vacation. No. God's not going to come down and tell you, hey, you're not taking. He is expecting you to read the manual and then do what is necessary to receive the benefits. Because in the manual, it tells us, hey, if you've acquired so many days, you can put in a request for vacation. Right? How many of you work at a job that's possible? Yeah. How many of you have the main boss come down and tell you that you're not taking your benefits? No. They expect you to read the manual. God said these all belong to you because you've become a part of the family of God. And these all belong to you. But he expects you to read the manual and find out how to receive the benefits. Come on now. Sometimes you have to tell yourself, I'm going to think about the word and what the word says about the promises that belong to me. See, you need to think about the provisions or the benefits, you might call it. You need to think about the promises that come from of God. The promise of protection, that's a benefit. The promise of provision, that's a benefit. The promise of peace, that's a benefit. But sometimes you have to keep reminding yourself of this. Because you may be in the middle of a situation and there's so much turmoil going on around you that it's starting to get into you. Hey, if you will maintain the benefit of peace, you can have the turmoil going here, but it don't have to get inside of you. Keep reminding yourself when different things start coming, different situations start coming your way, remind yourself of what these benefits. Remind yourself, hey, he has healed me of all my diseases. Remind yourself that he's crowned you with love and mercy. And you know, remind yourself that, hey, when I, with the presence of God, I'm always young. When you feel worn out, remind yourself of the benefit that you are renewed like the eagle. Anybody ever studied an eagle? That's an interesting study. Ever so many years, they renew themselves. They get a new beak. They get new feathers. Everything. Anybody, you that have read about that, isn't that the truth? They renew. That's why the Word of God talks about, hey, they renew themselves. We need to continually renew ourselves in the Word of God, and then the benefits will come after us. You don't go seeking the benefits. You seek God, and then the benefits come. You know, remind yourself, hey, God's benefits are for me. When you begin to understand the benefits of God, and you begin to understand that you are eligible for those benefits, you can get bold. You can say, hey, listen, Mr. Devil, this is what belongs to me, and you or nobody can take it away from me. I mean, if something belongs to you, and these benefits belong to you, the enemy going to try to take them away from you. Because he doesn't want you to have them. He doesn't want you to enjoy the benefits that God said belongs to you. But now, if you have something and it's yours and somebody tries to take it away from you, do you just cow down and say, well, I thought I paid the price. I thought I paid for it, but I guess not. No, you get bold. Wait a minute. This is mine. What are you doing? You know, kids, somebody tries to take their toy and say, hey, no, this is mine. Right? When the enemy comes in and he's trying to take your benefits, hey, you need to get bold and say, wait a minute. Who you think you are in the first place? You know, I think on my phone, I just got it just for earlier, sometime today. And they're saying, your phone has too much spam on it. You need to go text this message to this number and clear it up. And I wonder, how dumb do they think people are? Come on. That's what the devil does. And he hoodwinks some people and they fall for it. He comes in and he starts telling them, listen, this, now I know benefits there, but this, you got to do this, and you start to do this and do that. Next thing you know, you're out here and everything's gone crazy. Yeah, I got a deal on my phone the other day. It says, you have a $250 credit at CVS, and you need to go to this link. I had never even bought anything at CVS. What is that? They are trying to trick you so they can get into your private stuff and steal from you. Right? That's what the devil does. He tries to trick you and get in and steal your benefits. You need to get bold and to stand up and say, listen, I have the right and the privilege to tell you where to get off, Mr. Devil. Go back where you come from. I can see some of you's mind. I see what you're thinking. We, you know, the enemy come in and he start telling you, now you just ought to, I wouldn't go asking God for anything. You know, you just ought to be glad that he even saved you. Well, no, you need to boldly declare, listen, Mr. Devil, it says that I can boldly go to the throne of God. That's one of the benefits of being his child. You know, one of the benefits of my kids and grandkids is, especially those grandboys, they just come down and walk down to my office. They just walk down the hall. They don't matter who's in these other offices, the assistant and all that. They just come down there because that's Poppy's office. I can go back there if I want to. That's one of the benefits of their last name being Hagen. or Hagen Burns. See, that's one of the benefits of us being a child of God. You know, I went Dad's office, his office still up there. When I go down to his office, I just open the door, and I went, either Cheryl or Joyce, whoever was the assistant sitting there, I just walked right by. I didn't go in there and say, "Now, do you think I could get in to see Brother Hagin?" No. I just walk in there because that's my dad. That's one of the benefits of being called Kenneth Hagin. One of the benefits you got is being called child of God, so you have the benefit of walking right into the throne room and saying, "Hey, Father, this is what I need." Anybody getting anything? You know, I like that. He satisfies us with good things. He renews us every day. He renews us. You know, sometimes go over to Ephesians 1 and just read it sometime. It reminds you of benefits. We look at Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, 3, says he's blessed us. Ephesians chapter 4, we're chosen. Hey, verse 5, we've been adopted into the family of God. Verse 6, we've been accepted. Nobody else may accept you, but you're accepted by God. And that's what counts. That's what counts. Verse 7, we're forgiven. Verse 9, he's made his will known to us. Verse 11, he's given us inheritance. Oh, I like that one. Verse 13, we've been sealed. Man, if something's sealed, that's it. You know, we have a seal over there, and sometimes some legal document comes through and I have to sign it, and then one of the ladies there is a notary and they have to sign it, and then she puts a seal on there. When that seal is put on there, that means this document is signed, sealed, and delivered, and it don't change. Am I correct? Is that not correct? How many of you have to have that done, have a document signed and sealed by that way? Hey, we have a document that's signed and sealed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and because of that, we have all of the benefits that this Bible tells us that we have. They're ours. They belong to you. Don't let nobody steal them from you. Don't let nobody tell you that, "Oh, now you better be careful saying all of that kind of." Hey, I'm not careful about it. I'm going to be bold about it and say, "This is what God says. He says this belongs to me. It's mine, and I have it." Hold on to it. The devil try to steal it from you. Come on. He'll try to take it away from you. We need to not beg God for these things. We need to go and take advantage of what belongs to us. Some people want to beg and plead. No, they know you're begging for something that already belongs to you. Just go get it. Come on. You know, that I got a couple of dogs in the backyard, Cash and Maverick. They're Great Pyrenees Mountain Dogs. One of them, beautiful dogs. One weighs 126 pounds, one weighs 111 pounds. Y'all might want to go in my backyard. Anybody want to go in my backyard? If those dogs know you, I think they're pretty friendly, but if they don't know you, they might not be so friendly. But you know what? I take them down to the vet to get them checked out. They call me, and I go down there to pick up cash because I don't take them together. It's too hard to handle both of them. They're strong as everything, and it's too pretty, so I take one at a time. Now, I go down there to pick them up, and there's a guy down there, and he said, "Now, that's my dog there. I'll come to get it." Man, I don't tell you what. No, I said, well, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you come from or what planet you come off of. But those are my dogs. And I come down here to get them. Now you get out of here. Why can I be that bold? Because that's my dog. I paid for that dog. He's 2.5 years old now. And I fed him a lot of food. That belongs to me, and you're not going to take him away from me. That's what, I use that example. You don't want me to use you, but that's what we need to do and get that bowl when the enemy is trying to steal all of our benefits from us. And that's what he wants to do. That's what Jesus said. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he wants to do. He wants to steal your benefit. It's time for you just to wake up every day. Say, thank you, Lord, for these benefits, and name them. Name them and claim them every day. Heavenly Father, I just talked to these people for a few minutes just to remind them again about what belongs to them because of who they are in Christ. Father, help us all to never forget the benefits that belong to us, and let us not let any of them lay dormant, but may we pick them all up and enjoy all the benefits that you have purchased for us through the blood of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody stand, please. Trust you got something out of this. I just wanted to sort of pump you up. Did I pump everybody up? Did I get you? Hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.